I think we got everybody woke up. So you ready to go?
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
I do.
Good. Call our meeting order.
So I posted recovery bonds.
Yes, sir.
And Ron and Joan here to explain if we need to get to the details. But basically, we have been given a timeline to vote on a letter of intent. And there's two bonds that are available to us that the IDA can distribute or can administer. One is a public placement, one's a private placement. Public being, if I'm not mistaken, public is Taney County. And the private is for the private sector for expansion. So obviously bonds are basically a low interest loan. You know, you have to repay it. The unique thing about the bond is, and I'm not sure why they're doing it, but basically they're giving a 50% discount on the interest rate. Part of this bond, you would bill the treasury, I believe, or that you would get a refund after you invoiced them, and you'd get a refund check for half of the interest, an approximate half. I'm rounding here. Joan, am I right? Kind of, sort of?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
47%.
47%, okay.
Why don't you guys come up here?
Let me stop you here just a second.
To the table, and then we can hear, everybody can hear you?
Yeah, come to the table here.
As I read through the email come across to you, I thought I understood that this bond in particular had parts of it that were had no interest, and then the 47 or the 49 or whatever. Am I right on this one? Or
I think it all averages out to 47 though.
Okay.
I think part of it's
I understood it, part of it was, and it may have just been the way I interpreted the email, but part of it was like down to even no interest on one of the...
I don't remember that. Is there...
No, and actually, I mean, this is a big learning curve for me, and this is a new arena that...
Okay, well, I had to get the email from somebody that I was reading on this.
It's 47% of the normal interest rate. You still have to use a local syndicate or local bank to fulfill the bond itself, so... The lender and the borrower still are married there. We're kind of a conduit for that through this recovery bond.
And it's for any incorporated area. That includes Taney County, but any city can apply.
Right. So you've got two. There's two bonds.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just trying to get, because it's been a while since I've.
You have three options. The county can assume this and the control of it. You can pass it on to another entity, a city within the county, or you can ask an IDA board, if one is formed within the county, to be the administrator of it. And in a nutshell, it's two opportunities to borrow money cheaply.
Right, it's cheap money.
And which helps to spur the economy. So if we have businesses out there that want to move forward, that want to employ new people, et cetera, or expand or create a new business, it's an opportunity for them. And if the county or if a city within the county has a project that they want at very low interest, then they have the opportunity to do that. That's it in a nutshell.
Who awards this after? Like, what I understand is the way it's posted is a letter of intent.
It's today.
And then who awards the...
There's multiple steps. A letter of intent is today. Okay. And then later on down the process, we would have to identify a project.
Oh.
We would as a group say this project is, we're going to award this bond to this project, and then the project still has to go get the funding from the bank, but we would identify a project at that point, but not today.
Now,
today
is the county commission, or is that the IDA
It would be whoever we administer. We give it mostly, what my thought was, the IDA.
Yeah.
But the IDA would do the place, basically the awarding, probably with the influence of the commission.
Two or three projects.
And I've talked to some businesses locally. I mean, the amount for the public placement is $503,000. That's the minimum. Once we get past this letter of intent date, all the unused money or the money that's not have a letter of intent will go back in the kitty, and we'll have the ability to have more. So really what you're looking at is companies that want to expand that maybe are looking for cheaper money, but are planning to expand. I've found three companies in town, well, in the county, that all are looking, have planned expansion. Donna, do you have something quick?
Yep.
Well, I was going to make a motion to get this out of the way. I didn't know whether you guys had...
Do we have a copy before we make a motion?
With the permission of the presiding, happy birthday to you.
Oh my.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday, dear Danny. Happy birthday to you.
Well,
there you go.
Thank you very much. I wasn't anticipating that.
That was,
thank you.
That was worth the dollar. I didn't know about that one either. That's great. You have the letter.
Right.
Have you got a letter? Can we look at it?
Just reserve the money. This is the notice of intent, Ron.
The other one, I mean, there's two parts of the bond. I mean, basically all we're saying is that we're interested in pursuing it. And is that the one that's filled out?
Yeah.
It's not filled out, but yeah.
Well, I've got one here that's filled out.
Yeah, that's the one that you want to see.
Okay,
that's the blank one, Chuck. Here's the one that's filled out that came from the Department of Economic Development, DED.
Okay, well, here's one that's typed, too.
Yeah, the typed one.
This is pretty wide open.
Very wide open.
Very wide open. And all
that's the beauty of it. Here's the one filled out, Chuck. This is the same thing filled out. That's why you can know the dollar figures. What we don't, all we have to do is figure out who we want to issue. Is it IDA or the Taney County Commission? And I would assume that we want to do, I mean, we can do either one. But I'd rather just do the IDA. If you guys are, Chuck, if you're fine with that, so.
Job you can.
What?
Get out of any job you can.
We got plenty of. What do you got, Ron and Joan?
No, I was just looking at the letter of intent here. That's all we're doing today.
Is letter of intent.
That's been confirmed with the DED.
This doesn't, by the way, tie the commission to anything.
Mm-hmm.
If, in fact, during the time frame you wish not to do this, that also is your choice. It's just a letter of intent to reserve these dollars for Taney County. In the event you do choose to move forward.
Right.
Otherwise, as Jim said, they go back.
Right. But without us doing this letter of intent, they go back automatically.
Exactly.
And there'll be they thought there'd be quite a few counties that would probably do that anyway. So I'll move that we issue a letter of intent for both the public and private recovery zone bond. For both public and private placement.
A second.
Could I have you add to that for the full amount as designated?
For the full amount as designated. Got that? Score,
amended,
is that in
a second?
$335,000 on one and $503,000 on that.
That's right.
Correct.
Okay. Ready to vote?
Yep.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
There we go. So we just need to sign that, and you guys will have to get it there. They have to physically have it, what, by Monday?
Yes.
So they have to have the original.
Okay. Has they got more than one signature?
Just Chuck.
Okay.
And, Ron, are you going to make sure we get that gets there?
Yes, it has to go through snail mail. I mean, it has to go through the mail, and we can
You'll FedEx it, of course.
Pardon me?
You'll FedEx it, of course. Unless you're anybody heading up to Jeff City anytime soon?
I thought that part of what they sent you was that it had to come by mail with a postmark.
I don't know. She just said, I said, does this have to be mail? She said, yes, it has to be.
They had to have the original, it's all I know, and I thought it was by September 2nd, which is Wednesday. I mean, you can just get it FedEx to
September 1st.
First, that's right.
Yeah.
So we want to put in here IDA board, right?
Yeah, I went with the IDA.
Is that part of your motion?
That's
we probably want to do the IDA on
issuing entity if other than city or county.
Yeah,
if it's other than city or county, yeah, the IDA.
That's the line.
Yeah,
we put IDA.
You start to say something wrong? Is that?
Well, no.
That's the way to do it.
Well, about the issue. Yes.
Yeah. Because if it's other than county, then other than city.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
John,
oh, yeah.
That one has been predated from a week ago. If you like, we'll type you a clean copy and bring it back up for yours.
Oh, okay.
Does that work?
Sure. Might as well put in the IDA there on that line, too. Cool. Can you do that?
We'll have it all filled out.
We'll have it.
Cool.
Thank you, I've got some just administrative okay. stuff there that I want to get
for
taken.
Us.
No,
oh, sorry.
For them to go ahead and get taken care of.
Is that the original? They'll take care of that, or you got it?
They've got another one.
Oh, okay.
That had been dated the 21st.
The way that I looked at this, gentlemen, and we looked at this map for the Mission Road for the Corps,
uh-huh.
and Randy's went down and got the coordinates and drew out what they presumably wanted with Mr. Love present,
uh-huh.
and then this letter. But I'm not sure this letter reads the way that I want it to read. I'd give Frank yesterday, I wanted to make sure that it was known and the public knows that this is one of 18 projects that is being evaluated for this kind of proposal. And I don't know whether that's what you... I want you to read this letter and see if that's what you get out of it. I'm not sure that the wording is exactly what I want there. I didn't want it to just say this one... This is an agreement between the... I have questions about the last line in there also. Last paragraph.
Are these accents real? Probably can be reworded, but I know what the intent. I know what you're trying to say. It just needs to be reworded.
Yeah,
I think.
It's
a long sentence.
It could be taken wrong. I think
we could have Julian rewrite it if you want.
Right. And
this, I understand what this looks pretty clear, doesn't it, Chuck?
Yeah. Yeah. You know where I'm getting at on this part, don't you, Chuck?
I even got to the last one. I was kind of
okay. Now here's what I'm saying. After this first one, he's got this drawn out here, and he's got it. Randy did way more work than is necessary for any of the rest of them
okay.
on these projects. On this one, he wanted this one to be.
So tell me what all these lines are.
This is the boundary line for
okay.
for the parking area.
Okay, so the purple
there.
Is purple. Okay.
Okay, and the green is the existing line that comes down on the. I believe it's the north side. He's got them listed there, but I can't even read it. It's a light.
Gravel.
So what he did...
Green is gravel, he's saying. It doesn't make sense to me. He's saying...
Mr. Love, with the Corps, worked with him on this, and what Randy did is he made a mistake on the first one.
Okay.
And we took the center line of this road where it is actually... centered our easement, and he come right down the center so that it would be centered here.
Right.
And then when we get down to the parking, it had to come with a little curve in it because of the way the lake accesses.
Right.
And so he moved this over, as you can see, this light-colored line
right.
here. And that's the part that we would be taking care of. But those are the actually cut-in slopes that'll detail the situation. Randy shot a coordinate that is all off. This is all off satellite,
right?
And he got it crossed over here across the lake on it. So he had to redo this whole thing yesterday.
Okay. But we're basically looking at the yellow lines. We're going to cut the road in right here, correct? Are we going to cut the yellow road in? Chuck,
yeah.
Is that how you're looking at it?
Yeah, we're going to cut that in. This is parking. This green is parking.
Okay. Okay.
Or the I guess it's maroon. I can't read it.
Well, I can't either.
It's small.
It looks, it's all it says is continuous 6-25. But if you go over here to maroon, it's hot mix. Are we asphalt in this?
No.
It says gravel, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no hot mix or anything.
I didn't think so. Green is gravel. Okay, so there. Could this be the existing gravel road?
In a nutshell, they've complicated it with
colors.
Yes, and fine lines on it. So we could have that map.
Who did this?
Randy.
Randy did.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think we just reworded this a little bit, make it better. I mean, Jillian can help with that too. And then, so this is what,
this is one of 18
that we're working on,
that we're working on with a core on sites. I would say this is one of 18, one approved of 18 projects. However you want to
pick. I think that part's all right. This is one of 18 roads that the Dania County Commission and Army Corps are discussing for improvements and maintenance.
That looks fine.
That's fine. That's fine.
This just reads a little fine. Okay, so the blue, this purple is what he's proposing. This dark blue is the line, the center line of the new road. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
This line, that's what I just read this thing.
Right.
This is center line of the new road.
Right. And the Corps knows that the man was there all the time. The little
Mike Love.
And the yellow is the easement that we're going to be given.
Right.
Okay. We're going to take 50-foot easement all the way down,
uh-huh.
And the road is basically in the center of that.
Right.
And it looks like the green.
The old dark green line is the old road.
Exactly.
I believe.
That's what it
the
is.
Way it's,
and then that's going to be. We're going to maintain. We're going to create a parking down here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's not wide enough to be a road.
No, he's taking the edge of the old existing road.
I think that's what it
is. Yeah, I believe that's what it is. As I told Randy, and I also told Mr. Love, he called me yesterday at the sale, where I was at the sale, and said that he needed a letter requesting that the county accept the access that was being granted, and that's what this is. And I called. He said, I just was standing here talking to Randy about all this for the last 2 hours, as far as going over everything that was down here. He said, I don't know why I didn't have him do that. I said, you need to go ahead and have the road superintendent, which is Frank Preston, write the agreement up, and then let the commission approve it.
Right.
If you want to call Frank and have him come over. Now, the reason that we didn't post it is because we'd already been on site, and we'd already posted being on site looking at the deal and talking with them about those two or three locations that we looked at.
So do we just need to get this letter rewritten and then signed? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and sent back to them. They said fax it back to them would be fine.
And when are we going to start this then?
Immediately.
Okay.
Well, you bring up the issue of not being posted. I'd rather...
Well, it'll take that long to post it. We can just post it tomorrow morning.
Do it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Is that right with you?
That's fine.
Because it'll take that long to get this done.
It'll take that long to get it But we can
post it for tomorrow morning. You know, we're here anyway at 8:30, so
right.
We can just put it on at 8:30 and just post it and vote on it. And
yeah.
What's the name of that road?
That was going to be called Mission Road, Lake Access Mission Road. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lake Access Mission Road.
I put Lake Access Improvement because the access is already there.
Yeah, Lake Access Improvement.
Yeah. All these, I would like the attention to the word improvement put on, because the lake access has already
been there.
There, and that's the reason we're discussing them.
Right.
Okay, I'll say that, but because of the situation in the community,
yeah.
was there comments when you met with Mr. Love about blocking, putting up rocks or anything like that?
The only thing that's mentioned on that, and it has to be done on the side that it shows that line, and that one line that there's such heavy discussion about, is that is a cut-in bank. That bank ranges anywhere from 6 to 12 feet tall. And Randy mentioned that we'll have to probably either, as we bevel it off, we may use some of the rock that comes out of there to lay in again that wall to keep it from eroding into our ditch line. And that's what, that was the only mention of any of that. Now, I know we're on this. I mentioned to the ranger, he started the talk about certain areas being blocked off. And I said, if you...
Are we still working on that? An understanding of what they want to do?
That we have no intention of any blocking any part of the lake off from there.
If they want to do it, different.
If they want to do it, that's their. We can raise Cain about whatever they do, or they can raise Cain about whatever we do. But we're trying to come to agreement to a lake access with some parking here. It has nothing to do with the other. Now, if you want to include that in the letter, that's fine.
No, I mean, but
all this is a letter of request to accept the easement.
Right, okay.
That's what this is, and that's what he told me on the phone. I had a few words with with Mr. Love, the ranger.
Okay. I think we just fixed the last paragraph. I just text Jillian and Nikki to post it, so then for tomorrow morning at 8:45.
Okay.
And then we'll have the letter fixed. We can sign it and vote on it.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd send this attachment because it's very confusing.
Well, I think it needs to be darkened, and I think it needs to show. Now,
they need to tell us what these lines mean, though.
Let me tell you what they said. This is the reason that I didn't want, and I told Randy this. I said, Randy, you're making things way more confusing than what they requested. They told us to take an aerial photograph and draw some lines on it where we want to go. Well, he's got all these points that you're looking at on here. Those are elevation shots and everything.
Yeah, all I really care about is where's our 50-foot easement and where's the parking lot going to go?
Yeah,
or the parking area.
Right.
And I mean, I understand the cut slopes. I mean, I understand the slopes, but all right, what did she say?
Okay.
On the side over Chuck, that the controversy was on that particular road. On the side of the road, the side of the easement where the controversy was on the other side, where they said somebody had mowed the lake and all that. I told them that didn't have anything to do with any of this. No blocking or nothing.
We're improving access. That's all we're doing.
Access. And what Randy said, the only reason I'm putting this in here is because when we cut the bank down from the slope up here to make the road go down.
So this is the bank side here?
He said we'll place some rocks on there to keep water from eroding and washing ditches down, and washing our material down into the ditch line and causing us problems.
So when you're going down the lake, it's on the right side, you're saying?
It's on the right side, okay. Yeah.
During high water, this work, rocks or no rocks, my understanding is going to keep people from coming here, which it's already all brushed up and I don't see any sign of people coming here anyway.
Right.
But if the Corps puts up rocks to keep people from accessing the water.
Right.
I'll wait until it gets that. But
yeah, on the high water you're saying here, it's going to be difficult.
This is, I assume.
Okay, it's on the
normal.
You can kind of see the water line. I guess it's normal.
Wait until Danny gets done there, because we talked about when Mark Case and John Heiser and Danny and I went out. They suggested, I think it was them, that we even have two parking areas.
Well, I thought I'd heard that.
One for regular water level and one for high water level. No, I only see one here.
Are we going to do two parking areas or just one big area? Wasn't it supposed to be a high water, low water?
Yes, there is. When the lake, and that needs to be described on something.
Something?
When the lake goes down,
Which is normal, probably.
Mr. Case, the lady that's head of operations, everybody that Chuck and I met with, when the lake goes down, we go down, but it doesn't have any of the rocks or anything like this. All it is a 120-foot cul-de-sac at the end of wherever low water is.
So what do you consider, is this normal?
This is normal. Well, 654 is where we're at now.
What is this? Do you know what this is?
That's 654.
Okay.
Right now, it's at normal.
So this area of photo is normal?
Yeah.
So this would be the normal parking. Where is high parking then? Is that what, is this
no,
considered normal?
This is high parking. This is high parking, and then the cul-de-sac. We need that actually drew in.
Yeah.
My one thought I've got is if we just have a parking area here and things get built where you can't access, if they put in rocks, frankly.
Drive to the core?
Big rocks to limit access, mm-hmm. they being the Corps of Engineers, and they do that here, and normal water's here, then you don't have access.
Yeah, you can't get down there.
I mean, you can walk down there, but we haven't really gained anything.
Well, they can't.
That needs to extend. This part that marks here should
needs to come
right
all the way down
into
here.
The water.
I mean, I'm it drawing
to show
it's a normal
that.
Water level.
Yeah. So it's a normal water level now. It's 100 yards to where the other cul-de-sac would be out in the...
I mean, if he wants to put... If they want to... Can I draw on this? I'm going to draw it anyway. But if they wanted to put rocks here, as long as they didn't block that road, because we got to have two areas.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, there's still got to be access, like you're saying, under normal circumstances, because we don't want them parking up here to get for normal water.
Look,
that's what we don't want.
Look.
We want them to access to the water.
My concern is there's been conversation from the Corps that they're wanting to put big rocks in.
Well, I remember hearing that conversation, yeah.
And to restrict people from four-wheeling and tearing stuff up.
Yeah.
I've heard that over and over.
Me too.
So for us to not have some agreement, what I'm saying is we could get this agreement and even the second agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's nothing said about what they're going
to
do...
They can't block the road to get to the first... if we can put something in there, they can't block access to the lower parking lots.
It's been verbally said on site, but it's not been recorded.
We need to put it in here.
It needs to be recorded.
Because they can't... What I hear what Chuck, you're saying is that we don't want them blocking access to this area.
No. We don't want them
right here. We don't want them from there.
It might be that...
Our terminology
defined is... defined on the document here what the parking area is so that they cannot.
And if they want to do something like this, if they want to do something like that, as long as they don't block this,
that's out of the question.
Absolutely.
Now, verbally, they know that we're not going to do anything. What we're putting here
is just
as
erosion control,
and that's it. This here. This needs to be extended into the water.
We need to have a second area, and we need to identify that.
I don't think we need to identify because we don't even know where it's going to be.
My concern is we know, the county commission knows, that they're talking about blocking the lake.
Right.
There's no two ways about it. And I don't want it blocked.
No.
It's their lake. I can't stop them. We're doing this to improve access, and if we don't have some kind of
at least our understanding saying that we're
document
not...
Document that says we're not going to mess it up where people can drive to this area and park.
Well,
the reason we don't have that defined, then we could waste our money. And
yeah.
Well, my thing is if we identify a parking lot high and low, then we can make sure that at no time will rocks block the access to either parking, then at least we know that they can drive down here.
That's the whole point, that folks can
drive down to the water,
lake,
yeah. Right, and not have to haul it a bunch of a long distance.
And
as the words Maynard Wallace used and two other ladies, look, we've paid taxes here and we've lived here all of our lives. We don't want to have to carry a cooler 50 yards to get to the water's edge.
Exactly.
And so that's what I'm going to...
But if we don't have something that defines...
I think we've got
that's
to.
That's what we're improving it for.
Yeah.
It gets posted.
I don't think we
could. The next guy comes along, or the next.
You got too many colors on this thing.
No, I have.
We need to, a couple things. We need to extend this road
into
down
the water.
Into the water, down to a low area, and we need to define a parking area down here too.
For, I don't think we need to define that parking area. We don't know where it's at.
I think we need to define it.
Well, that's the problem. With that right now is underwater, so.
It doesn't matter. We want a parking area.
The reason
we want a destination. We want an inn that's at normal level.
Okay.
Only because we want to make sure they don't block.
Exactly.
We don't want them to do this.
Yeah.
Put a big rock right there.
Okay, and I don't expect that they would, but they could.
I got to do is extend these lines, and I'll do another.
Do we
need it this size?
No.
Okay, well, I can make it smaller. I can make just 100-foot cable, so I'll just do that, and that would be the revision.
Make it 120 foot. That's what the numbers we give them.
But the other thing is define the two spaces that we can identify them high and low.
And don't make them smaller. We don't want them smaller.
No, make them big.
We want them plenty big because there's high water. We want people to have a place to park them.
This one I made 120 by 200. And after talking to you, and I know they're going to want to know how we're putting a ditch down here.
Is that what the green is?
The green is a new ditch line. I wrote that out, and that there's a letter attachment.
That's
supposed to go with this because that went to the Corps. I mean, Frank just handed this to Kathy even before I got a chance to copy off that letter. It explains what these
colors are.
This yellow road is the existing road how it lays.
Okay.
And we wanted to make this road straighter after meeting out there, and that's what it does. Our new road comes down here 20 foot wide, then I had to make a bend here because we could only take out so much here and stay out of the mature trees. We're taking out all the pretty scrubby looking stuff that we've seen, the dead stuff. And then I put the turnaround down here where when during spring rains, we got access, we got a turnaround that's not going to be underwater, so I had to put it up here on
that little higher.
This is high water.
Water edge being here, so I stayed above that. It's at 654.
Where's 64? You think right here?
Well, I'll have to shoot it again to find out where 654. And there's a monument down there, a core monument. I don't think it's any good, but I was going to get a definite elevation there. But anyway, I'll get a for sure elevation so we know where that's going to be.
Well, the thing is, we've just got to have two distinctive parking areas that we can't get blocked.
Randy, can you get to the old channel? Do you know where the old channel is for White River? We could take it to the old channel of White River. That could be the description.
Well,
I know, but that's what I'm saying. If there's some old map or something,
well, she says
I don't know if that.
Yeah, this is blue.
Well, if nothing else, create a secondary, don't extend this one, two distinct parking areas so that we have a high water access and a low water access parking lot.
I'll just take the
road.
I'll take our new road.
Right.
I'll attach here.
And just bring it down this
road.
And
I'll just bring a new road down and I'll put a 120-foot diameter cul-de-sac.
That'd be perfect.
Did that work there?
Yep, because that way we can make sure that they can turn around.
Always
there's no block
come up here and park in here, and you know if they back a boat in here or whatever, they can always come up here and park.
Because you want a place for people to park a boat.
Yeah, but I want to make sure that we don't get this square here, this rectangle, and they put rocks here.
We don't want any
no rocks
of restriction.
Now on this part of it is we're with the straight shear cut here on this side is what's going to be, and I was. The reason we're doing that is to get the material to make this part.
Right.
And instead of, it's got a natural drainage right in here, but instead of, it's going to cost too much to culvert that full length.
Right.
So I thought open ditch around that, and that would be the way to keep them from crossing to get here, but now the Corps has got to maintain their
We don't want to care about crossing from here to here. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to. There's too much brush. And
but I'm not. That's fine. But I'm not interested. I don't care about blocking that.
There's no sign, as I was saying a minute ago, either here or over here.
They don't care.
There's one little old trail,
right here. See that trail?
That's going to be a. That's going to be
six. That's leaving here. That's just.
But Randy and I looked at that, and it's 6 to 12 foot tall.
That's going to be a bank.
This is a trail over here.
There's a trail
right there.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to be, I mean, Chuck, it's going to be like this. I mean, we're talking about it's taller than...
Well, as long as we create a defined area that we know that people can get access and park, I'm good. I just don't want them to come back and put a bunch of rocks right here, and then
Well, we're responsible for the maintenance of this. Once we take this, this, and this, we're responsible for the maintenance.
That's what I want, is that way we can access
it.
It's ours, right?
We need it defined.
Yeah, I want to define this area here.
Right.
Whatever.
Well, I can do that as far as line work. Now, the problem I had was because AutoCAD is electronic engineering drawing program. When you overlay into here, you got to be on the same grid that ArcMap is created in, which is state plane coordinates. But a lot of times, when a few simple things like putting your dimensions, your text, and all that, sometimes things get hidden and they don't work that well together. That's the reason I put it in letter form to explain to the Corps the existing road, the new ditch lines we wanted, just what we talked to him out there about, and what you had mentioned. So that's what I draw it up, and that's what they got it in letter form. That part you didn't get, but I'll make a copy of that.
Well, we're going to vote on this.
And I'll extend and make a cul-de-sac here. Then I can resend
and we're gonna we're gonna vote on it tomorrow morning to sign this thing. So we're gonna reword this to better define this.
Okay.
Because our concern is that this doesn't define this area.
This area.
Right. And which is concerning.
Okay.
I can have that done today. I can send that. You want me to send that on out to Michael Love? That way he has it, and then I'll put a note in there that.
Let me tell you.
Don't need to send it if they don't want to do it.
Let me tell you. You appreciate that you got Michael Love on here. I want that lady's name on there. He needs to give us the head of operations, who I talked to at the meeting up here.
I think that would be Andrea Lewis, isn't it?
Andrea Lewis.
I just got the name. I don't have her.
Get her card or information.
Okay.
That's whose name I want in there. Okay. This is a park ranger. I want her name, head of operations of the Corps of Engineers, in that location.
Okay. Yep. Tracy Fancher, or
Any one of those higher.
And we'll put this on our letterhead, so we'll just have Jillian rewrite it. But if you want to get those names for us.
Here's what I told Randy.
I'll call him and get Andrea's.
Here's what I told Randy. When we met out there, and after we had our discussion, and I come down here and I met him at this meeting down here, and we were talking about all the stuff that we could do because we had the capability to, and I'm glad you did this first one this way. But what they said to me was, when I started to go out the door, Tracy wasn't there, but the other two were, John Heiser, Mark Case, and this lady, Lewis, they said, Mr. Strahan, you're making this way too complicated. As far as we're concerned, you could take and draw two lines and a square for the parking on a map, and that would suit us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you did this first one the way that we've done it, so that we get the coordinates right. We know that the end of that this can never be covered with water, because if they raise it 5 feet, you've got us covered there on this one. So that's just how simple they wanted it. I think we went above and beyond, and that's good.
Well, not to say it won't be covered. At 695, I think the water's going to be up in here.
Well,
at the highest point.
But look, when we look down here, we seen dead sycamores.
Mm-hmm.
This lake right here.
That was right in.
That's right across my trail. Yeah. There's dead sycamores there, so that water level has been there for an extended period of time.
Right, and we'll
get parking.
But we still got your part, Randy, is they can cover it here. If we got a really, really high situation.
They got their boundary way up here.
So they're in the
their boundary's not at 695 elevation. You can throw that out. They're going for property lines and dirt.
This road.
If it got that high, though, people could park here, though.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a county road.
Right. Yeah. So I think we got multiple areas. Yeah.
We're fine.
Yep.
Okay, I'll go back and create that, and I'll get
you want to get this to Jillian, or email it to Jillian, or how do you want to do this?
Just take it up to her.
I'll take this up there, and I'll get
Andrea Lewis's number. I've got Michael Love's number. I'll call him
I want all those.
You can have that back.
I want all those also. Hers. everyone, when you talk to Mr. Love, get me cards or something from Mr. Case, Mrs. Lewis, Tracy. I've got most of that stuff, but I don't know where it's at. But it's right. All in.
You take that back.
And when you call, instead of saying Lewis, I would rather you ask, who should we address this letter to?
Right.
We're assuming that she's the one. She may not be the one. May not be Fancher. Maybe somebody else.
Someone, Little Rock or whatever.
Maybe the chief engineer or something or whoever.
I tell you, when I said
you
Mark
ask,
Case,
who should we send the letter
to? The head of real estate. Mm-hmm. They said, whenever I mentioned this lady's name, she said she's over all of the core in that area.
And she may be the one. I'm just saying, instead of just assuming that, just ask who is it we should address this letter to.
Right. We don't, I mean.
That was just our contact right now, so since we're going through it, we just want to find out who the right person is. Okay. Is it tomorrow we got our
call?
But you're leaving.
I may be on the phone for that.
Okay. It's at 9 o'clock, isn't it?
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, and it's Dr. Hyder is going to be talking to the State Tax Commission. It's strictly an interpretation of, from what I understand, the call is going to be an interpretation
Randy,
of what we
signed.
Randy,
thanks a lot for that.
Thank you.
I know you've had to kind of go through
it's
a bunch
10 o'clock
of
today.
Stuff.
I can get with you later next week sometime. It'll be probably Thursday.
Hope it goes well for you today.
Oh, well, I'm going to take it up to Jillian and then check in one last time and then be back.
Okay. My thing says 9 o'clock, not to argue with you.
Really?
Well, basically, you know, you guys are going to first, and
okay.
You bring it to us.
Okay. All right.
I wanted to sit down and explain this one road to you and bring it up to you. And I think what I need is an updated list and then...
recess, did that?
Yeah.
You all right on that? Until 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Like, you and I need to go talk to
you. Did you show 9 o'clock?
Okay.
And you look?
Yeah. Okay. It says 9 o'clock.
What's the lady doing?
This